You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show, Around Atlanta Edition, showcasing the best of Metro Atlanta, our communities, the attractions, and the special events that make Atlanta great. Welcome to our virtual town square. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Around Atlanta Edition. I am your host, Todd Schnick. You know, I've been doing this show now almost 7 years, and on the Around Atlanta segment, one of my most favorite conversations is always around Oakland Cemetery. And I say this every time we have them on the air. I'm going to say it again. It's one of the great treasures of Metro Atlanta. And if you're listening and you've not ventured down to historic Oakland Cemetery, you're missing out. It's one of the great experiences in town. We have as I've said, we featured them on the show several times over the past, but we have a new guest representing the organization today. I'm joined this morning by Richard Harker. He's the Director of Programming and Volunteers at Historic Oakland Foundation at Historic Oakland Cemetery. Richard, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I completely agree. I think Oakland Cemetery is just an absolute treasure in the middle of the city. And where else do you have a beautiful city park that's also a cemetery? And we think of ourselves as an outdoor museum, a sculpture garden. We have active gardens and a greenhouse, and you know, we're just a little ways from the Capitol building in downtown. It's a real treasure over here at Oakland.
Yeah, well, you said it better than I did. And it's our mission here, Richard, just so you know, here at the show to tell those stories. And there's so much more to that place than people even begin to realize. It's not just a cemetery. So you're new to the show, Richard. So before we really dive in, take a quick second, tell us a bit about you and your background.
Sure. So, I mean, I've been here at Oakland since September of 2017, so coming up on a year. But before I was here, I was up at the Holocaust Museum at Kennesaw State University, and I worked up there for about 6 years, and originally from London, England, and I worked for a travel company in the UK where we sort of did educational and cultural exchange tours. So I've worked in the heritage and tourism and travel and history industries for 10, 12 years now, and just bringing all of those experiences to one of my favorite places in the city of Atlanta, which is Oakland Cemetery. And clearly I'm not a native Atlantan, but just the history here is so rich, and the stories here are so rich and tell us so much about who we are and where we've come from and where we're going. And I think for a city like Atlanta, where people are coming in like myself and getting to know this place and call it home, you know, the stories we tell here help to situate people in those places. And it's really a very, very special place. And my wife and I actually got married here. And, you know, it holds a very dear place in my heart. And I'm just thrilled to be working here and with the great staff and our incredible volunteers to share this place, to preserve this place, and to try and, you know, restore it. And that's really what we're doing here at the foundation.
Yeah, outstanding. Well, we're glad to have you, Richard. Look forward to years of friendship here as we continue to help share these amazing stories here. And you're right, Atlanta is a global city. It's up and coming. It's vibrant. It's hip. It's cool. It's doing amazing things. But there's a deep, rich history to this place, and that's one of the reasons I'm so admiring of the cemetery. Is a way to tell some of those stories. You know, it's great, great stuff. So,
We're making history hip and cool. I mean, I think that's the thing. We're a hip and cool city, but also just because we're talking about the past doesn't mean it isn't interesting, doesn't mean it isn't fascinating. And one of our goals is to help connect everybody in Atlanta to this city's incredible history, to their history, and to help them understand that it's as much a part of them and their lives, even if they don't quite realize it. So it's really a special place.
So do me a favor. So you've spent a lot of time already in this conversation, kind of giving us the highlights of the cemetery itself. Do me a favor, share the work of the foundation. What is that? Someone says, wait a minute, I thought it was a cemetery. What is he talking about? Foundation. So talk about the work there.
Right. So Oakland Cemetery is owned by the city of Atlanta. It was founded in 1850 as a municipal cemetery. And the city of Atlanta still runs this beautiful place, and it's 48 acres. And so it falls under the Department of Parks and Rec, and the city, kind of mows some of the grass and runs the cemetery. But in the 1850s, the Victorians would look after this place. They would come and they would take care of their family plots. They would garden them. They would sort of visit with their relatives in life and death. And it was a very vibrant social place. The Victorians thought of cemeteries as parks. And So those families were here and they were caring for this place. And then as time went by, people moved away, families lost contact, and the cemetery sort of fell into sort of some tough times. And you know, it wasn't being cared for in the 1950s in the way it was in the 1850s. And so in 1976, a group of descendants, which are the people, you know, descended from those buried here, and also friends of Oakland, got together and they formed a nonprofit group, the Historic Oakland Foundation, whose mission was to bring it back. It became a weedy mess in the 1970s. And that group formed to really start taking care of Oakland in partnership with the city of Atlanta. And so, you know, the foundation, we just celebrated our 40th anniversary. And our mission is to preserve, restore, enhance, and share Oakland in partnership with the city of Atlanta. And so that's what we do here. We are preserving this place. We are fixing headstones when they fall over. When a tree root busts through a wall or a pathway and upends everything, we go in and we repair it. We also are planting the gardens like the Victorians did, which means they had their family plot and they planted things on it that they wanted. And so no two plots look the same. And so our garden staff is incredible. They do amazing work where they are doing that exact same thing. They're going plot by plot, replanting, and sort of having the cemetery look as close to as it did in the 1800s. But you know that's time-intensive work, and that's also money-intensive work. And it costs about $600,000 to restore just 1 acre of Oakland. And we have 48 of them here. And we've only restored about 30% of the cemetery in the last 40 years. So, you know, there's parts of this beautiful cemetery that has been restored and been taken care of and looks incredible. And then there's other parts where you're walking along and the paths are a little bit janky and the walls are a little bit toppled and the headstones are uneven or fallen over. And so we're working really hard to try and restore Oakland as quickly as possible, but also sort of with that, to share it with the people. And like I said, Victorians thought of cemeteries as parks. They thought of them as places where you went for leisure and to walk and to visit with family and to picnic. And so we really are upholding that legacy. So when we do tours, when we do music events, when we do art events, when we have people come and visit and just spend a day in the park with us, we're really upholding that Victorian legacy of what a cemetery is and was. And, you know, they weren't scared by them. They weren't creepy places. They were vibrant places. So we're bringing Oakland back to life. We're honoring the stories of the 70,000 people buried here. You know, I think one of the joys of what we do is that we get to really research and find out about the amazing people buried here. And that's mayors and governors and Margaret Mitchell, who wrote Gone with the Wind, and Bobby Jones, the famous golfer. But it's also people whose names we don't know as much about and whose lives we don't know as much about. And so we're trying to honor all of those stories, you know, rich and poor, men and women all over this city. And it's really neat to be able to be working towards the restoration of a place that is already so beautiful, but we know there's a lot more work to be done. And also to have programs and events and tours that get to share Oakland with people who have lived in Atlanta all of their lives, who maybe have never visited here, but also people who are just moving in and they're moving into one of the new condos or apartment buildings around us, who this may be the first place they come and visit when they move to Atlanta. And so it's a really vibrant time for us as we move from our 40th anniversary forward. We have a master plan, and in that plan, we have a goal of finishing the restoration of the entire cemetery in the next 20 years. So if you think about everything we've done in the last 40 years, that's quite a lot more in the next 20 years. But it's a really ambitious and exciting goal for us to really fix everything. And that's the headstones and the walls. And it's also the plants and the trees, and it's the buildings, it's the roadways, it's the drainage, it's the, you know, the whole caboodle. And so as we work through that, you know, our goal is always to care for this historic place. That's our number one goal. And also to be able to share it with the city. You know, we think of our role as really holding this place, you know, in trust for the public.
Well, so grateful for the important work of that foundation. And I can't even begin to imagine how amazing this place will be when you are 100% complete with those renovations. I didn't realize you were only about 30% complete. That's staggering, as amazing as it is.
Exactly. And there's parts of the where, you know, a few acres here and there where a lot of work has been done. And when you're in those sections, it's immaculate. I mean, I'm looking out the window right now, and I mean, it just is immaculate. And in October, when things come into bloom in the fall and in the spring, I mean, it is really divine. It's just heavenly. And so, you know, we're excited about sort of the entire property looking like that, the entire park looking like that.
Yep. Well, again, thank you for the important work. And what we're going to do when we come back from the break is it's more than Margaret Mitchell's final resting place. There's a lot of exciting stuff going on. We're going to get into some of that. So Richard and I will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
Are you thinking about buying a new home? Well, here are more reasons a Right Choice home from Jackson EMC is your best choice. This is Ty Pennington, and I've been in the construction industry for a long time. And I know of no other home building program where the finished product is so energy efficient that it comes with 2 home warranties. Plus, the home also gets Jackson EMC's lowest energy rate. That's a Right Choice home only from Jackson EMC. Visit JacksonEMC.com for more.
All right. And we're back with Richard Harker with Historic Oakland Cemetery. All right. So director of programming you are. So one of the great joys I have is sharing with our audience all the amazing events and activities that go on there. So let's rattle off a few. I want to start with the Summer Sunset Photography Workshop. Tell us about that.
It's exactly what it says. It's a photography workshop at sunset, and it's going to be led by some of our incredible guides who are, you know, very talented photographers, and you can get a real in-depth photography workshop at sunset in this beautiful place.
All right. Sunday in the Park.
Sunday in the Park is our big free fall festival. It's a celebration of Oakland and our history and our connections to Atlanta's history. It's on Sunday, September 30th from noon till 6. And we celebrate the community. We have food trucks and music and tours and live-in history and vendors. And it's really a fun day to celebrate Oakland and explore the park.
And the Run Like Hell 5K.
It's on Saturday, October 13th. It's a 5K race that is mostly in Oakland Cemetery, and you get to run around some of these beautiful grounds and then head out of the main gate down the Memorial Drive to the Capitol Building, around the Memorial Drive Greenway, and back into Oakland. And we normally have about 2,000 runners, and it's really a fun day. We have a costume contest. It's great for walkers and strollers and joggers and serious runners and everything in between. And it's really a fun way to sort of start that Halloween season.
Yeah, let me interject something real quickly here to our audience. If you're saying to yourself, wait a minute, you guys are having this conversation in July and you're talking about events in September and October, let me tell you, events at Oakland Cemetery sell out and tickets go fast. So we're giving you a heads up on these amazing events now so that you can move quickly. And let me assure you, from personal experience, these tickets can go fast. So that's why we're giving you the rundown now. So capturing the spirit of Oakland, that's in late October as well. What's that about?
Those are our Halloween tours. And these are really, a lot of people know about our Halloween tours, and we've been doing these for about 12 or 13 years, and we have 8 nights this year. And what happens is visitors come through the gate and they get a tour of the cemetery after dark, which is something you can't normally do. And on that tour, you will meet actors bringing back the stories of some of our residents here. And so we'll have 7 or 8 stories of our residents. And it's become a big Atlanta tradition around Halloween. We have 8 nights. And right now we're in the middle of our member presale. So if you are a member of the foundation, and you can buy a membership at oaklandcemetery.com. And throughout the year, you get free tours, you get you get discounts in the visitor center. You get all of these other perks, as well as advanced access to our Halloween tour tickets. And like I said, the member presale is July 1st to July 14th. And right now we've sold almost 50% of all of the tickets. So that is happening right now. And then on July 15th, the rest of the tickets will go on sale to the general public.
I don't think I'd be mistaken in saying it's probably the hottest ticket in town. Now, if you are a resident of Atlanta or certainly visiting, if there's one thing you do, you should go to these Halloween tours at Oakland Cemetery. They are amazing spectacles, no doubt about it. A couple other quick things I want to talk about. The Harvest Hunt, which is in November, actually. What's that about?
It is. It's the week of Thanksgiving, and it is a scavenger hunt that you come to the business center, you pick up, and it's a great scavenger hunt that sort of is riddles and clues that take you around the cemetery. And then when you've completed everything, you submit your pack, and you get entered into prize drawings for things like our Halloween tour tickets. And it's a great way around Thanksgiving when you have family in town to be able to explore the cemetery, to, you know, maybe after you've had a big turkey dinner, to get out and get some steps in. And it's a fun way to explore this neat place.
Yeah. If you're reading between the lines there, our dear audience, I think becoming a member of the foundation is a really important strategic move to fully take advantage of everything happening there. So, Richard, I wonder if you could take the next minute or two and walk through two really intriguing opportunities. One is, yeah, how do you become a member and share some additional benefits to that? But two, I'll be honest with you, how I first became really aware of the magic of this place was I had a bunch of friends that are active volunteers and they lead tours. And it's a very important part of their Atlanta existence is being a part of this place as a volunteer. So, and you are the director of volunteer programs there. So walk us through those two key elements of additional ways to take advantage of this great place.
Sure. Well, I'll say that our members and our volunteers are two of our most important groups here at Oakland. And memberships, you know, we have a membership program, and it ranges from individual memberships that are $45, and we have a young professional membership, the Gravediggers, which is $50, and family memberships and all that good stuff. And our members get free admission to all of our tours. And we have tours on the weekends, Saturday and Sunday, 10, 2, 4, and 6. And so we have a lot of tours that if you're a member, you get free tours, you get 10% off in the visitor center, newsletters, advance sale on Halloween tickets, discount tickets for other events and programs. And, you know, it's really a way to also support the work of the foundation and become a real stakeholder in what we're doing here to preserve Oakland Cemetery. And so all of those membership information, that's all on our website at oaklandcemetery.com. Our volunteers, wow, we just have the best volunteers, I'll say that. And we could not do what we do without them. We have nearly 250 volunteers, and they do everything from give the tours, like you said. They work in the visitor center. Our visitor center is always staffed by our incredible volunteers. We have, at our events, volunteers are out there doing everything from acting on the Halloween tours to selling beer, you know, you name it, they're doing it. And we just could not do what we do without our volunteers. We have gardeners as well. I forgot to mention them. You know, we have a great group of staff and contractors, but most of what our gardening is done by folk with green thumbs who come by, and, you know, they come by once a week, or maybe they come by once a month and help out on one of our big days. But I mean, I truly believe from the very bottom of my heart that we just could not do what we do without our incredible volunteers who bring so much passion and energy and love for Oakland. And it's really a volunteer family. I mean, everybody knows each other. We have appreciation parties, and everybody enjoys each other's company. And it's just really, it's really a very special group that's so dear to my heart. And if anyone is interested in volunteering in any capacity, whether they have 5 hours a week to give or just 5 hours a year to give, they can always email me, or, you know, they can find out more information through the website as well and contact me, and we'll find a way to help get you involved working and sharing this place with us and our incredible volunteers.
Well, and thank you for sharing that. And boy, you made me realize we could do a whole episode just around the gardening aspect of what happens at Oakland Cemetery.
Oh, and so the gardens are really, really special.
Yeah. Well, we usually need about 3 hours to get through everything I want to talk about with regards to the foundation and cemetery, Richard. But unfortunately, we're out of time for today. So if you could do me one favor, one last time, share the website where they can go to get information on all of this, from the programs to ticketing to volunteers to becoming a member, yada, yada, yada.
Absolutely. It is all online at oaklandcemetery.com, or folk can check us out on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter. But if you're just looking for the first way to get to us, oaklandcemetery.com.
All right. Richard Harker, the Director of Programming and Volunteers at Historic Oakland Foundation at Historic Oakland Cemetery. Richard, a real pleasure to finally meet. Thank you for giving us some time, and we'll look forward to everything exciting happening at the cemetery and the foundation. Thanks for your important work.
It's a pleasure. Thank you so much, and look forward to seeing you all at Oakland soon.
Look forward to it as well. All right, well, that wraps this week's Around Atlanta edition. On behalf of all of us at the show, I am Todd Schnick. Thank you for tuning in today and listening. It's all the time we have, so we look forward to seeing you again right here tomorrow, and we'll see you then.
Today's episode was made possible by the Atlanta Real Estate Forum, Atlanta's favorite real estate blog and source for real estate news, trends, new home communities, model homes, builders, and more. Call them at 770-383-3360 or send an email to info@atlantarealestateforum.com. Check out the radio show by visiting atlantarealestateforum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show.